This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Having interacted with a large number of people over a great many years, I've come to a kind of a stunning realization that I'd like to share with you. People say they all want to be free. Everybody says that. I want to be free. But they actually don't. What they want to be, and this is the big aha, is comfortable. People are more interested in being comfortable than they are being free. And the way you know this is because rather than fighting for freedom or standing up for principles of freedom, they would much rather conform to the socially demanded belief system that is comfortable, because then your family and friends and coworkers embrace you. They accept you when you conform, when you stand out, when you confront the status quo, when you question the status quo, then you are not just rejected, you are often teased or attacked. You are ostracized from the group. And this makes people feel uncomfortable. The social pressures are enormous. Discomfort is used to corral people back into the status quo indoctrination. It's like a prison for your mind, right? And it's like the sheeple are being corralled into the pens, the imprisonment pens. And if you ever step outside of that, then you're going to be made uncomfortable. So most people just want to feel comfortable. And that's fascinating, because what is the number one epidemic in the world of prescription medicine? What is it? Well, it's opioids, of course. Opioid abuse. Why do people take opioids? Do they want to be addicted to expensive, hard-to-get prescription drugs? No, of course not. People take opioids because it makes them feel what? Fill in the blank. Comfortable. Makes them feel comfortable. People take drugs. People turn into drug addicts in the quest to feel comfortable. That's how powerful this motivator is. People want to feel comfortable. They want to feel comfortable from physical pain, which is where opioids come from. They also want to feel comfort when it comes to social issues. They don't want social pain, social discomfort, and that's where the social engineering comes in, the herd mentality. Go along with the herd, because then you'll fit in, even though the herd is running off a cliff to its own suicide, but at least it's comfortable, you know, until you hit the ground. So people just want to go along with whatever makes them feel comfortable. What's interesting about this, is ask people, next time you're talking to somebody and they say they want freedom, challenge them. Say, oh, really? You want freedom? What have you done? What have you done to challenge the systems that make people less than free? What are you doing to fight for freedom? Because the answer for most people is nothing. Nothing. They haven't done anything. Oh, I signed an online petition. Okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And I've promoted petitions from time to time, but I've always said this is just the start. This doesn't really do that much. The real challenge here is taking action that makes the world a more free place. How do you fight for liberty for individuals and change the future direction of human civilization? That's the fight that matters. And I guess signing a petition might have some positive impact on supporting certain causes. Nothing wrong with it, like I said, but it certainly isn't the answer to what you need to do for freedom or liberty. You need to do a lot more, but it makes people uncomfortable, doesn't it? There's something called share shaming. You're out there, you find an interesting article on my website, let's say Natural News, scientific evidence that people who receive flu shots spread more flu virus particles, let's say, because there are studies just like that and we've covered them. So you share the link with your friends or a family member. You share the link and then you get share shamed. Your friend or family member says, oh, how dare you share that? You must be anti-science. Vaccines are 100% safe all the time. There's nothing wrong with vaccines. How can you question vaccines? Are you one of those anti-vaxxers? See, there's this shaming. And certain people who are weak-willed, they will then cower in fear And they'll say, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to step outside the boundaries of conformity. I don't want to feel uncomfortable. And they'll step right back in. They will actually whip themselves. Like, whoopsh, whoopsh. They'll whip themselves. They will chide themselves. Oh my God, I can't believe for a minute there, I thought that we could question the status quo. But I came to my senses, and now I'm back in the group. That's the way most people operate. I would say that's, I don't know, it's your estimate as much as mine, 80 to 90% of the population, maybe more, maybe 95%. I don't know. I can't think that way. I can't be like that. I don't know about you. You're probably the same as me in this regard. I can't conform to idiocy. I can't go along with nonsense. I've never been able to. I've always stood my ground on issues. No matter where you are, you're a student in school, you're a grown-up, you're an independent news reporter, you're a scientist, whatever. If you're not questioning the system, then you are a robot. You are a useless biological skin bag, contributing nothing to society. Look, human society doesn't need more people to go along with the lies of the status quo. That is not called progress. That's just stupidity. If you live your life as a conformist, you're like, I agree with you, and I agree with you, and I agree with you too, and that's your life, you are a moron, and you're wasting the oxygen by engaging in respiration. Just either change your life or end it. Dude, you know, it's insane. Why are you here? We don't need more people to go along with the zombie bot programming. What we need is more people to question the system. People like you and me, frankly. That's what we need more of, more people to question the system. That's called progress. We question the system. We invent things. We create things. I mean, I'm not trying to brag, I swear, but you know, I've got a couple of patents. You know, I've written many, many software programs. I've managed software projects. I invent things. I create things. You know, lots of things. Did all that music. You know, it was like 14 or 15 music videos. But people like you and I who think outside the box, we are creators. We are innovators. This is how humanity moves forward in all the areas. You know, I'm a co-author of a science paper. I helped create one of the most popular quantitation methods using mass spec instruments to quantify cannabinoid molecules from hemp extracts. That's written up in the LCGC journal. And this is the kind of stuff that I love doing, creating, innovating, discovering things, sharing knowledge. That's why I launched Real.Video. It's about sharing knowledge. And I have to tolerate, you know, some of the videos on there that are just they don't have much knowledge. Let's say some of them, you know, like I keep joking about the Flat Earth channel on there. There's a guy who created a flat earth channel on Real.Video, and I refuse to ban it because I believe in his right to have free speech as well, but it's hilarious. Like every day, he's got another flat earth video. And it's just like, well, okay. I don't agree with that, but the guy should have free speech. So I keep letting him go, and I'm going to continue. I'm not going to ban the guy. He's got a right to argue for his flat earth theory if he wants to. It's nonsense, but, you know, he should have his free speech. Anyway, what I'm saying is people like you and I, you know, we're innovators. We're the ones who can solve big, big problems. Like, I remember I proposed to President Trump that I would use my lab to test all the water all across the country for heavy metals if the government would just get me samples, just like send me samples, like water in polypropylene vials, and label them with the zip code or the city all across the country. And I've actually done this before. We tested over 600 samples that readers had sent in. But we want to do this for the government and then publish the numbers for the EPA, like heavy metals test results all across the country. And I even said, I'll do this job for $1 a year. $1 a year. Like the EPA isn't even getting this done, and they're probably spending $100 million a year for, you know, not even solving the problem. We'll do it for $1. I even begged President Trump, fire like 200 EPA bureaucrats and let me do it for $1. You think how much taxpayer money you can save, you see. We want to solve problems. One of my visions, one of my goals is to publish pesticide and herbicide quantitation numbers for all the off-the-shelf groceries. You know, I want to go to the grocery store and buy like 1,000 products, literally the top 1,000 products, test them all for glyphosate and common pesticides such as atrazine, 2,4-D, and so on, all kinds of things in there. And then dodamorph, there's a fungicide for you, dodamorph. It's actually a fungicide. And I want to publish those numbers or just turn them over to the FDA to publish them. I'm not sure I can do that for a dollar, but I can do it very, very inexpensively compared to the government, which, by the way, the government refuses to do it. It's like FDA stands for Food and Drug Administration. Well, what happened to the food part? Why aren't you testing the food? The government's supposed to be our savior, right? Government's supposed to be the problem solvers, right? Why isn't government testing the food and publishing the numbers publicly so that people can see? People should be able to see, you know? Hey, you're going to buy Cheerios. What's in the Cheerios? Here's the quantitation number for glyphosate inside Cheerios, let's say, which I'm sure has some amount of glyphosate in it. But I don't know the amount because I haven't done the test yet. But, you know, look, we want to solve problems. We want to get things done. We want human progress to move forward. And yet, we live in a world of conformists, of idiot conformist drones, zombies, non-player characters, NPCs, biological robots, walking skin bags, controlled by the puppet masters. You're surrounded by these people. You go to the grocery store. Who's in line in front of you? Who's in line behind you? Robots. Human robots, man. Buying their Oreos, Pop-Tarts, and Diet Coke. And you look at them, you're like, you're a walking big pharma profit center. You're like an ATM. You're a cash machine for the drug companies. Look at you. Why don't you take care of your body? It's the only one you got. Why don't you eat like an adult? You know, you look at people, you're like, you're 45 years old. You're still buying food like you're six. You think that food is a source of entertainment rather than nutrition. Look at you. Not that we want to be judgmental. No, because judgmental, you don't want to discern the difference between, you know, wisdom and foolishness, do you? No, because that's politically incorrect to judge people. In any case, you get my point. We need more free thinkers. We need more independent thinkers. We need more people to challenge every institution, every status quo, every belief system. Scientism is a religion, not based on science. Modern science is a religion. And I'm telling you this as a scientist. I run a world-class science lab. And the stuff I see at the science expos and the science papers, the stuff that I see, man, oh my God. If you knew the foolishness, the sloppy thinking, the junk science that goes on today in the name of science, just for people to get papers published, if you knew the trickery and the hucksterism in science, you would be astonished. You would be astonished, trust me, because it's insane. But anyway, you get my point. So just realize as you move through the world, this is the final thought here, if you are fitting in with the consensus majority, that should be a major red flag. You should look at yourself in the mirror and say, what the F is wrong with me if I'm fitting in with the majority, because the majority are morons. It should be called the moronajority. They're so stupid. They're scientifically illiterate. They're economically illiterate. They don't even know it. They know nothing. They know nothing except how to use coupons at the grocery store to buy Pop-Tarts, you know? If you find yourself in alignment with these people, you should like stick your fingers in an electrical socket or something. Jolt yourself back to reality. I mean that as a joke. Please don't do it literally. Some people might. It's called Darwinism. It's called natural selection. I guess we should just let it go. But people, if you find yourself going along with the crazy groups, you know what? You should question what you're doing. Blaze your own path. Question everything. And launch your own free video channel at real.video so you can express your own path. So you can explore your own path. And you will be a much happier person for doing so, trust me. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out my video website, counterthink.com. Well, it's got video episodes there. But I think you'll like Counterthink because it's about thinking against the mainstream. And then, of course, check out all the videos on real.video, which now has thousands of videos uploaded and live. Real.video. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.